This is the United States Dressage Federation's official podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 183. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week's episode, Sue Mandus, who is the instructor for the 2018 Youth Young Adult Dressage Sport Horse Breeder Seminar, joins us later on. And we'll have part two of Laura King's presentation on self-hypnosis and neuro-linguistic programming. But first of all, we'd like to remind you, as always, that the views of the host and guests of this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of the USDF or its members. And our news this week comes from the Dressage Foundation's Board of Directors, who have announced the creation of a new grant fund to provide financial assistance to para-equestrian dressage riders. The purpose of the Para-Equestrian Dressage Fund is to provide financial support for para-dressage riders to attend educational events, such as clinics at the USEF and the USPEA Para-Equestrian Centres of Excellence, and one goal of the fund is to reach and help grassroots and lower-level riders. As the fund grows, future grants may also be available for instructors of para-dressage riders. And to ensure that grants are available for many years to come, the Dressage Foundation is organising an online auction this summer to benefit the Para-Equestrian Dressage Fund. TDF is seeking donations of goods or services, and you can contact Jenny Johnson directly at 402-434-8585 or by email to jenny@dressagefoundation.org if you would like to participate in the auction or would like to make a cash or stock donation directly to TDF's Para-Equestrian Dressage Grant Fund. And now, USEF S Dressage Judge, R Sport Horse Breeding Judge, Sue Mandus joins us to talk about the 2018 USDF Youth Young Adult Dressage Sport Horse Breeders Seminar. Well, Sue joins me now. Sue, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you're going to tell us all about the 2018 USDF Youth Young Adult Dressage Sport Horse Breeders Seminar, for which you will be the presenter. So where would you like to begin, Sue? I mean, obviously with the date and location might be a good start of where to expect. And
right. It's going to be at Oak Hill Ranch, which is in Folsom, Louisiana, which is about 50 miles from New Orleans, June 22nd to the 24th. We're going to start on Friday evening with a very short orientation, introduction, and pizza party.
Well, that sounds very welcoming.
Yeah, right. Right. And then the whole basis of this particular seminar is to introduce some young people ages 14 to 27 to the business of a sport horse breeding farm and what goes on and what the depth of activities that take place on these farms, which are really where many of our top horses come from. And this particular ranch has produced several top horses, and one that maybe everyone would be familiar with was Paragon, ridden by Heather Blitz, who represented us in the Pan Am Games and went on to be a successful Grand Prix horse.
Absolutely. And, of course, Ripline, who she's currently
campaigning. And Ripline.
Yep, is their stallion,
right,
too. And we've heard from previous participants of these seminars, Sue, how popular they are and the extent of information that they are given. So let's talk a little bit about what is the difference between a youth participant and a guardian, because we read that in the specification for participating in this.
Well, the guardians are basically silent auditors. They get to be included in almost everything when the vet is doing his talk, and they're going to be ultrasounding a mare and then collecting a stallion. Sometimes those areas are confined enough that they have to be limited to just the participants. But other than that, the guardians get to sit in on everything.
Okay. So let's talk about what the participants can expect to learn at these events, because, as I said, we've heard from the past from participants how extensive the learning is for them. Let's give them an overview of what they can expect and who will be presenting alongside you.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a wide range of information given. We're going to have a professional handler there who's going to do some handling for the breed inspection, and that is kind of the theme for this particular weekend. Saturday morning, first half of the day, will be an Oldenburg GOV breed inspection given by Holly Simonson, and then after it, so we're going to be watching that, the participants and myself. After that, then Holly is going to talk to the group about what she's looking for when she's doing a breed inspection, and take any questions. And then the professional handler that's going to be there is going to talk about handling techniques. And Regina Milliken, who is the head rider at Oak Hill Ranch, will also be talking about how to handle these babies and these youngsters and how they need to get started. And then we're going to move on to some PowerPoint that I'm going to give about conformation and movement, and we go into conformation pretty much in depth. And then there's also going to be a person who specializes in starting baby horses, and he's going to give a talk about how he starts them under saddle, you know, what's really important to do and or not to do. Sometimes that's just as important. So, and then we're going to do studying movement under saddle and see some young horses under saddle, talk about things like materiel classes and things like that, and analyze the movement. So it's going to encompass a wide range of information.
So they'll be able to evaluate gaits and things like that then under saddle?
Yes, right. We'd be looking at movement gaits after, you know, having looked at a PowerPoint and kind of analyzing, the biomechanics of each of those gaits, then we'll watch them. And we will have been watching and looking at the gaits in hand also.
So you're taking through every phase then, or every area of young horse breeding, aren't you, from looking at the mares and the stallions and the management of them and the handling of young horses through right through from the first haltering right through to their international competition?
Right, and we also going to have a talk. Regina's going to give a talk on how to market these young horses that you might have produced. Some ideas on how to go about doing that. It's a really ambitious program, and it's meant to give as much information as possible and help these young people get an idea of what all is involved, so they can make some choices themselves on what aspect of the sport they'd like to focus on.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about this seminar, Sue?
Just that the past ones have ended up being a really, really great opportunity to meet other people in your own age range, and what I've heard from everyone, because this will be my first one, is that the depth and the knowledge of these young people is pretty amazing, and they come up with some really, really good questions. So if anyone is considering being involved with sport horses in any way, or maybe you just want to learn more about them, because maybe all you want to do is ride them, but you want to know a little more about how they came to be and more about their build and their conformation and their form to function and what makes a good one. This is a great opportunity.
It certainly is. And again, the 2018 USDF Youth Young Adult Dressage Sport Horse Breeder Seminar takes place at Oak Hill Ranch in Folsom, Louisiana, from June 22nd through the 24th. And Sue Manders, our guest this week, here's the main presenter. Sue, thank you so much for coming on the program and explaining this to us.
Thank you.
And now in our education segment, we have part two of Self-Hypnosis for Riders with hypnotist, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, Laura King. And these excerpts were recorded originally at the 2017 USDF-USEF Young Rider Graduate Program.
We're going to deal with the brain system. the conscious mind. That is the monitor to your computer. Analytical, rational reasoning, thinking mind. In your conscious mind is your short-term memory. 2 + 2 = 4 in your quick thinking. This is the most important part of what you're going to learn today. Your willpower is in 12%. Have you ever wanted to make a change and you go and you take a lesson and they tell you and you take a video of it, you record it, you write it down, you watch it, and you go back out there and you do it the same way you've always done it? Because 88% of the brain is literal, and it's your habits, your emotions, your long-term memory. So I want you to think about how we have habits. If our subconscious mind is our hard drive, how we function, then we do a lot of things by routine and by habit. 97% of what we do every day is by habit. 97. How many of y'all woke up this morning and says, oh, it's Saturday, I better wear clothes? None of you. Because you wear clothes as a habit. How many people walk up to the horse and go, oh, God, what side do I get on? Your routine is to get on the same side. So the next part you have to remember is in your subconscious mind is your self-preservation. Self-preservation is the part of us that keeps us in sync with taking care of ourselves. Self-preservation is the part that no one can make somebody do something they do not want to do, not even a hypnotist. I have a lot of people come in and go, can't you make me do this? I go, well, you have to want to. Because you have to have that dream that nothing or nobody can take it away from you and that nobody can keep you from what you want to do. If you believe in something, you can achieve it. So let's think about the mindset. It's knowing what you want to achieve. It's knowing what you want to go after. And what the main thing, too, is to realize that your mind is how you function. Your brain is how you do everything. So we know that the next step of what we do is a lot of stuff called neuro-linguistic programming. And what we know about it, NLP is like the owner's manual of your brain. It's a study of excellence. It's the ability to know that we take the study of excellence and it's the neurological pathway in your brain of the linguistics of the words you use and the programming, meaning the study of the patterns that cause you to be successful. The patterns that you implement in your brain to be successful. So the mind has to adjust to this because we use techniques like modeling. Everybody have a role model here or several of them they work with? Make sure you do because and watch YouTube videos of that and really memorize and mimic the mindset because you will learn a lot from that. Circle of excellence. What is your circle of excellence? How do you want to create that mindset of to being the expert, excellent you? By role modeling, by doing the process, you're going to create your roadmap of what that looks like. If you don't know what you won't get there. In business, in your writing, in anything that you do. We're so busy criticizing and saying what we're not doing. I like to teach you to look at what you are doing. Attitude of gratitude strengthens the core operating system in your brain to be the best you can be. The ability to know in your brain what you're asking your brain to do, because everything else follows suit. Anchoring. We anchor in the response that you want. A red light is an anchor to your subconscious mind to stop. You don't see a red light and go, oh, there's a red light. I think I need to lift up my foot and put on the brakes. You do what? You put on the brakes. So we're anchoring in what? Everything you want to have happen. Because everything sitting in that saddle, when you are having that private conversation between you and your horse, it is a memorized reticular mindset nerve ending in your brain that's producing it. What gets in the way? Your conscious mind. Overthinking. And your nervous system, if it is an anchor to really remember the mindset of what that is. So the purpose of being able to regulate your own thoughts is to really be in control of them. So if you're trainers or if you're a trainer, whatever you do, work on your vocabulary to eliminate don'ts and nots out of it. Say it how you want it. Say it how you want to do it. The reason all this works is because the natural laws of the mind. You are what you think. Every thought has a reaction to your physical body, your emotional mindset. I can say a word. Some people will smile. Some people will cry. Some people have been neutral. Because why? We all have different programming. My life is different than yours. Your life is different than mine. So the mindset is we have different responses to things. We have different thinking mindset. So if you're not understanding something, you've got to remember what you think is what you get. Your thoughts are who you are. And then every thought causes a physical reaction. That's really important when you're riding. Really important. You got to keep your thoughts on focus, on task, and you've got to keep them aware that your thoughts are creating what you're doing. The imagination is more powerful than knowledge. If we have a fear of it, the unconscious mind tends to do what? Make a mountain out of a molehill. So that's where, when we learn this knowledge, sometimes you have to look at certain situations. Is this a truth or is this a lie? Am I being honest with myself? Does it really matter what so-and-so thinks about me? Does it really matter what's happening and who's talking over there? Does it really matter? No, what matters is your focus to go down center line and ride. Then you have to take all this opportunity and use your imagination to create a good roadmap to where you want to go. Because I'm going to stand here and tell you, you can achieve anything and everything you put your mind to. But you have to be very focused on one thing. You cannot be negative. You've got to stop, avoid, erase, let go, delete, whatever you need to do with negativity. One negative takes four positives to override. That's pure science. Really think about what I'm teaching you right now is really all science. The importance of the science of the mind is this. Your brain's important. Your body's important. Everything we do produces what we create. A thought creates a physical reaction, and your imagination is stronger than knowledge. Just remember the core operating system of your system is responding from your core operating system, which is that unconscious mind of your programs, all the processing of how the brain functions. In that part of the brain, you take information in, and it's got to find something in there to relate it to or to respond to. So expose yourself to all the wonderful things that you see. You've got YouTube. You've got really good tools to mimic and mirror and match that is expert. We know that at this present moment, the high score is 100, and there aren't a lot of people getting hundreds, are there? So it's breaking it down, to break it down and work on just the hiccups you have on each one, and then keep visualizing doing it correctly. I go into one more level of what I want you to remember. Out of all the disciplines, y'all have to be the most ambidextrous. Taking that mindset now and practice, if you're right-handed, practice doing things left-handed. If you're left-handed, practice doing things right-handed. Take your showers backwards. You know, if you normally wash your hair first, wash your face first. Just do something. So we use this tool. Your brain to be programmed to implement the private conversation between you and your horse. So when you practice when you learn a new test, when you're going over a test, when you're doing anything that you're doing, practice breathing while you're going over it. Add that to your homework. When you're watching somebody, when you're doing your role modeling, you're watching a YouTube video, breathe while you're watching it. Practice breathing. So sometimes when we come up with things that aren't working, before you criticize them, look at what all the variables that are involved in your brain that caused it. So the mindset is to really understand what that process connection to your brain and your body is. It's a cause and effect. Cause and effect. So sometimes we have to take our own self-talk, write it down. What do we say negative to ourselves all the time? Think of your every word and rewrite the script. Rewrite the thought to exactly how you want it and use them as affirmations and metaphors. And then practice it. Use the tools I'm giving you. They're easy. Put an easy button on everything. The other last thing I'm going to leave you with is this. If you have a dream and you have something you want to accomplish, please avoid letting anybody keep you from it.
And finally, a reminder to artists, there is an opportunity to share your artwork with the dressage world.
The annual USDF Arts Contest highlights the artistic talents of our members in both art and photography divisions, with different age categories for each. The winners will have their work published in the yearbook issue of the USDF Connection magazine, with the grand prize winner used as the cover of the USDF member guide. To find out more about the contest and see past winners, visit usdf.org/awards, and we'll also have a link in the show notes accompanying this episode. And finally, the USDF wishes to thank our listeners for their support over the years. This will be the final podcast for the USDF's official podcast, but don't worry, USDF is teaming up with the Dressage Radio Show for future podcasts. Tune in to the Dressage Radio Show during the first week of June to get more details. The Dressage Radio Show can be found through the app and Google Play stores, or you can subscribe to the show through iTunes. Thank you for listening, and remember, the USDF is your connection to the American dressage community.